I think we started it because we were playing bars in Boston and we couldn't get anybody to listen to us. And we're playing, you know, these quieter songs and quieter instruments. So we would just come off the stage and start playing totally acoustically in these bars, and then everybody would suddenly start listening.
The members of the Boston-based band David Wax Museum often go down into the audience at shows and get them to join in on the band's Latin-infused Americana songs. And with their third album, Everything Is Saved, out now and getting a lot of attention, David Wax Museum may be seeing those audiences getting a lot bigger. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. David Wax grew up on alt country music, but it was during time spent studying in rural Mexico that David really found his sound. When he got back to the U.S., David Wax settled in Boston and met up with singer, fiddler, and percussionist Sue Slezak, and the two of them formed David Wax Museum about 3 years ago. Since then, David Wax Museum has recorded a couple of albums and made a name for itself in Boston. And the band got a big national push when it won a contest to play last year's Newport Folk Festival. I saw the band there for the first time. And when David Wax Museum stopped by Studio A, I asked David to tell me a little bit about his musical history.
I grew up listening to the old 97s, Uncle Tupelo, Wilco, Sunvolt, and kind of was writing songs more in that vein. Also with kind of a They Might Be Giants angle.
A little sense of humor and stuff, yes.
My cousin Jordan and I always played together, and he played accordion, so that kind of gave a zany feel to everything we did in high school. But it was kind of more in that straightforward, you know, singer-songwriter mold that I think can be a little dour sometimes, you know? I think it's so easy in that mold to kind of be looking at your, you know, the navel-gazing kind of songwriting. And I think the Mexican songs and bringing that influence in has really helped me broaden kind of the whole different palette that we're bringing into the songs and bringing in the kind of exuberance and the joy that I find and love in that Mexican music.
Oh, your broken tail that has, your broken tail that has, your broken tail that has, I get too near, I get too near. Oh, diamonds counterclockwise, diamonds counterclockwise, diamonds counterclockwise, in your rearview mirror, in your rearview mirror. Yes, Marie, yes, no, Marie, no. Your careless heart invites me just to see me go. Yes, Marie, yes, no, Marie, no. Your careless heart invites me just to see me go.
David, there's a definite, distinct Mexican influence in your music. You guys are not a Mexican band. It's not like you're doing covers of traditional Mexican folk music, but you're dabbling in it. You're really informed by it and really, to my ears, motivated to put that music forth.
Mm-hmm.
Is that part of the intention
there? Yeah, I think
there?
That's very accurate. I mean, I think it's a style of music that's really informed my own playing, and it's a style of music I'm very passionate about. And so at some point when I was living in Mexico and studying Mexican folk music about 4 years ago, I started incorporating it more into my own songwriting. And it seemed like a way it was hard. I was playing just straight up Mexican folk music, and it felt like the translation of that for an American audience was very difficult. But somehow in the way that we've been able to incorporate it in the museum and make it, you know, use the instrumentation and take a lot of the traditional song structures and the lyrical themes and bring that into my own songwriting, it's helped me kind of figure out a way to share this music that I love with an audience.
I was born broken-hearted boy, give or take an ounce. In the world, give me a break, waiting ready to pounce. I was born with a broken heart, broken heart, she was broken. I was born broken heart, she was broken. Ooh, into. If you're out wandering the streets, knock on my window, it'll open. My bed is small, so while we let love lay us low, here's to open. You were born with a broken heart, with a broken heart, she was broken. You were born with a broken heart, broken heart, she was broken.
That's David Wax Museum Live with Born with a Broken Heart and Yes, Maria, Yes. The new album is Everything Is Saved. Take 5 was produced today by Nora Flaherty. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.